It's Friday, January 20th, 2023. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node, episode 143. That's right, there is 142 of these episodes already out there. How do I know? I kind of count it, sort of. Let's start from the beginning. So since the first of the year, I've been working with a agenda to kind of help me get a little more organized in terms of what I'm doing. Now, this isn't a perfect agenda in that I have to stay tied to it and fulfill every single thing on it, have to checkmark everything. No. Nothing so formal. The idea behind this agenda is to give me direction. It's to encourage certain behaviors and certain resolutions in a timely manner. Not a, this is the deadline and everything must be done by this day, but in a, hey, these things are important to you, so how about you keep a record of them so you remember what you need to do? With that said, one of the items on the agenda is this, the podcast. Not just recording new ones, but getting them into shape, so to speak. The past 2 weeks, I've been kind of toying with the site and, well, the sites, I should say, because as of the first of the year, we had 20 different websites registered to our primary host. A lot of them were defunct in that they were WordPress installs, but they didn't point to anything. There wasn't a URL for them anymore. A lot of those URLs have been purchased by other people and are no longer mine and will probably never be mine because I'm not going to pay them the money for them back. Part of my projects for the agenda have been to, one, get rid of those old sites. Just archive what needs to be archived for them, and then otherwise just get rid of them. No, they don't really have a home anymore, and a lot of them are early 2010 projects. My first 5 or 6 years of podcasting, I did a lot of cool things, I feel like. Couple projects with friends, mostly just trying to do that creative edge of things, but not. Things didn't last. You know how it is with podcasts. Some of them have over 1,000 episodes or more by now, and some of them have like 4. Well, I have at least like 5 or 6 sites that have 4 episodes. I have 3 or 4 other ones that have maybe a few more, but not many. For the most part, they just didn't take out. But that's okay. I enjoy those experiences. I enjoy those episodes. And maybe some way, shape, or form, I might find them a way to live on here on the Hidden Node somewhere. What I'm doing right now as part of the agenda is to find a way of taking all these little sites that I've been putting together and put them here in a way that works. And by that I mean primarily the projects of the NaNoWriMo sites, the Dog Days of Podcasting sites I've done. Get them together. Like last year we did the 2022 and the year before we did the 2021 Dog Days sites as separate WordPress installs. And I don't want to do that in the future. I want to actually have that to be part of this, but I don't want it to be on the main feed. So I've got the FeedBurner set up to only pull from certain categories. So I can post Dog Day stuff on this blog or on this WordPress install. And if I categorize it as a main episode, it goes out and hit a note. If I categorize it as Dog Days 2023, it'll go out to that feed. And that's how we'll do it going forward. Especially since I talked about in the last main episode, April of 2022, we finally got the WordPress site updated. I've got a very simple theme, and I'm kind of happy with it. There's more tweaking I want to do in the future, but for now, it's in a good place. So, that said, a couple of things we've been working on with the site, or with the podcast. One, I found out we have 142 episodes. That's of core Hidden Note episodes. Not Dog Days, not NaNoWriMo, not any other special project that's a different type of challenge thing. Kind of. Apparently back in 2015, I did like a 90-day challenge I only did like 40 days of, where I was posting every single day. Those are still getting put on the main feed because otherwise I have to fix all the numbers for all the other episodes. I don't want to do that. But that's about it in terms of special stuff that's getting incorporated. We do have an archive blog set up somewhere in the recesses of the Hidden Note. And it's because back in 2016, I did kind of a let's restart type of thing. But I didn't want to get rid of what we had before. So I set up an archive of the export of the WordPress install. And so one of my projects on the agenda is to take all of the podcast episodes from that thread and bring them over here. I don't know what I'm going to do with the blog part of it, though. There's over 300 blog entries on that site, and I don't know if they're worth keeping. The Hidden Note goes back to at least 2007, maybe 2006. It didn't get a podcast until 2011 or so, maybe 2010. I forget when exactly we started it. But I was using it as my primary blog for quite some time, before I started doing JSamUDeal as my main writing blog website. This was it. And so I'm not sure what I want to do with all of those old stuff. There's some fiction in there. There's some news stuff that's like way outdated. And there's a lot of stuff and verbiage that I'm not happy about for a multitude of reasons. One, I think I'm a better writer now than I was a decade and a half ago. Two, language has evolved. Listening to some of my old podcasts, I never said anything I felt was slur or anything like that, but definitely a language that would be considered ableist today. It was ableist then, but I didn't know better. And I'm not going to censor those old posts, but I'm not happy listening to them. But I'm not going to beat myself up over them either, because I do know better now. None of the stuff is things that mainstream people would probably think of as, oh, you shouldn't say that, but it's just some stuff that I know what those words mean now. I know where they come from and why they are ableist language and why I don't want to use them. And I wish past me didn't use them either, but they're there, and, you know, I'm not going to hide from them. I'm also not going to promote them either. I'm worried about when I go to look through the blogs, am I going to find anything like that? Like, you know, just kind of surprise, you use these terms that are kind of shitty. So I'm worried about that. I'm worried how much my old language matters or not. But I also worry about archiving my past. One of the things I did in the past decade, probably before I archived the Hidden Note, heck, I wouldn't be surprised if I archived it when I archived the Hidden Note, was I deleted my LiveJournal. I was a LiveJournal user like within the first year they went up, so late 90s. I used that blog for ease, like 7 or 8 years. Probably I went from LiveJournal directly to hosting the Hidden Note on whatever host I was using back then. But at some point in the past decade, I decided to get rid of that LiveJournal. Just, bye-bye, Morhim Animer, you're gone. Poof! That was my old Scream name back in the day, before, like, 2005. And I'm sure the Wayback Machine has it. Maybe. But I kind of regret deleting those. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure teenager me did not have stellar writing. I'm sure there is fiction that was gone that was not great. But while I won't mark them as halcyon days, they were my days. They were my words. And I kind of grieve that they're gone. And I guess I'm convincing myself right now to try to hold on to these blog posts. I don't know if they're going to go up on the main site, but I do think they need to stay around on the archive site. So if I ever really want to, I can find them again. And I can pull them back into my world if I find value in them. Okay, that's enough heavy stuff for now. Let's go to a little bit of a lighter topic. Continuing the agenda. Beyond the podcast projects, we are also looking at getting back into some writing. Now, this is something I haven't been poking enough at, mostly because the podcast project kind of took over everything this week, and so it kind of pushed the writing stuff back. It was also supposed to happen last week, but between a doctor appointment and a big patch to a game that updated. Anyway, the writing didn't happen. Again, the agenda is to act as guidance, not a you must do this thing. And one of the goals was to create a master list of all the story concepts that I'm still interested in. What worlds have I created? What characters do I have lingering? What plot points have been creative and haven't been fulfilled yet? And there's a few of them. I've talked about them over the years. The old agenda has them. The old podcast has them. The old archive has them. The old blog post has them. They're out there. And I managed to complete a list of that. And my goal was to look at all of them and go, what do you want to write? What of this massive list do you want to write? Or do you want to do something new? Spoiler alert, we're doing something new. Kind of. Since we last talked, may not be true, we may have actually talked about it last time, but I have a sci-fi universe I've been working on for a long time. It has started eating my other projects in that the sci-fi topics I was writing about before have now been incorporated into that sci-fi universe, so it's a big amalgam thing, but it lets me create universal rules that I can use for other stories and helps make things more consistent. And so the new concept I'm working on is in that universe. It's to tie into a little bit more. It's fun stuff. I did a Patreon short story in that universe about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I forget which. I will probably share that on the blog at some point, sometime in the next few weeks or months. I'm not sure when. The whole thing I had with the Patreon side is that the fiction that goes up there is not supposed to be like Patreon exclusive. It's meant to be timed exclusives. So being that it's been a few years, I think it might be okay for us to share this. So we've got that going now for writing. The goal next week, once we have the podcast project done with the archive, is to start working on an outline for the new thing. I'm not sure if it's a novel or a short story or novella. We'll see. Nothing's written in stone yet. Next step on the agenda, drawing. We have been doing kind of daily drawing exercises, just trying to get used to the tablet. It's the same tablet I've been working on for the past 2 years I talked about a while back, and I'm enjoying the work on it, but I haven't really been giving myself the time to really develop the skills of using it. I keep trying to rush into finished projects, essentially, as opposed to just doing studies, practicing. And that's one of the things I'm doing now, just draw lines, get used to doing different amount of pressure, draw circles, make the circles fat on one side, thin on the other side, just things like that. It's helping. I'm still not where I want to be, but that's what the point of practice is to get better. So I don't have any projects in line yet for that. I have some things written in the agenda of, you would like to do these in the future, but I haven't set dates for them. I haven't assigned them as weekly tasks yet. Just future projections. Finally, moving away from the agenda topic, kind of our last thing for the night, we're still not streaming. We still have the same computer issue things, and it is what it is. I guess this is still an agenda topic because it's kind of written in there. I am still treating it like the nights I'm supposed to be streaming, that I'm streaming. What does that mean? So, in the agenda right now, we have it set to Sunday nights, Tuesday nights, and Wednesday nights at 10:30. We're supposed to be streaming until about 2 a.m. So, on those nights, even though we're not streaming, I pretend to stream. In that, I try to talk to myself. I don't necessarily always play a game, but I'm always trying to do something. I'm always trying to do something tied to the stream during those time periods to get myself into the headspace that, hey, this is the time you are streaming. So that way, when we do finally get back to it, we're already in that headspace. We're already set that time aside to jump into it whenever we need to. I do think that's going to help when we finally do start again, because then it's, we've already built up those muscles, and it'll be easier to get back into it. That said, I am not used to talking this much by myself. Even though with the practicing and the streaming, usually there's bits of quiet while I'm playing the game, if I'm doing that, or listening to music, whatever. So my voice is actually hurting a little. And that's kind of cool. I kind of miss this. Hopefully I'm not too glicky. We'll see about that. We might have to not put this episode up if we are. But it's still good practice, and we're going to get back into it. So, outro time. Attribution, all that other fun stuff. Get ready, it's a classic. So, intro music is Catching a Running Mouse, and outro music is Bend and Warp, both of them from the album Light Off by Uke Matt, available from Magnitude.com. The bed noise is provided by Sirenscape Sci-Fi Player. Attribution for Shipboard can be found on the site. Don't forget to support the show, share the episode, join our Patreon, or just leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. If you got questions about the podcast, you can email me at contact@chasemudio.com with a hidden note in the title. Finally, this work is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. See creativecommons.org for more details. This felt good. I miss it. I always do whenever I come back. We'll see you next week. That's the plan, weekly. I'm not doing this daily thing. It doesn't work for me. Unless we're doing a special challenge. Just weekly. That's reasonable in my head. Bye-bye.